This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden denounced Hamas on Tuesday, calling the attack on the Palestinian militant group that they launched on Israel an act of sheer evil, and stressed U.S. support for Israel as it mourns the killing of more than 1,000 people. The president also voiced concern for Americans being held hostage by Hamas, an Iranian-backed Islamist group whose stated purpose, he said, is to kill Jews. At least 14 Americans died in the attack. French President Emmanuel Macron says his country has no evidence that Iran was directly involved in Hamas's attack on Israel, but the militant group does appear to have had outside help. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Tehran has been a longtime supporter of Hamas and other militant groups, and senior Iranian officials have openly praised Saturday's incursion in Israel. Asked what Iran's role in the crisis was after a meeting with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in Hamburg, Macron said France has no formal trace that Iran was directly involved in the attacks, adding it seems that there was help for and cooperation with Hamas. But Macron says he will stay cautious on this point as long as European officials haven't consolidated intelligence that's totally certain. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States is talking to Israeli officials and others about the idea of a safe passage for Gaza civilians after Israel's airstrikes following a deadly Hamas attack over the weekend, the U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Tuesday while downplaying a potential Israeli siege on Gaza.
My understanding is that is not the concept of siege is not something that, in fact, is going to be pursued by the Israeli government. But we are consulting with the Israeli government about their actions in this regard.
This is VOA News. Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan discussed the Israeli-Palestinian conflict with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in a phone call on Tuesday, with the Kremlin saying the focus was on an immediate ceasefire and a resumption of talks. The Turkish presidency, in a statement posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, said the two leaders discussed measures to prevent increasing tensions and initiatives to deliver humanitarian aid. At least 29 people, including women and children, were killed in Myanmar in the attack on a refugee camp near the border with China. Reuters correspondent Edward Barn reports the camp was for internally displaced people.
The strike was one of the deadliest on civilians since the military seized power in a 2021 coup. That triggered conflict with a resistance movement and armed ethnic groups across the country. Video shared with and verified by Reuters showed residents in Liza preparing to bury dozens of victims in coffins laid out next to rows of freshly dug graves. The Shadow National Unity Government and the British Embassy in Yangon blamed the military for the shelling, which took place close to midnight on Monday in Kashin State. A spokesperson for the junta said the military was not responsible. China's foreign ministry called on, quote, relevant parties to resolve disputes peacefully and avoid escalation to ensure the security of the China-Myanmar border.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. Malawi has started distributing free corn and cash to more than 4 million people facing food shortages, largely because of the impact of Cyclone Freddy, which washed away thousands of hectares of crops in March. It also follows a report expecting the situation to worsen until the next harvesting season in March 2024. Lamech Messina reports from Lantyre.
According to the report by the Famine Early Warning Systems Network, the number of people projected to face hunger this year in Malawi has increased to 4.4 million from 3.9 million last year. Cyclone Freddy, which also hit Mozambique and Madagascar, killed hundreds of people and displaced more than 650,000 people. The cyclone washed away 179,000 hectares of crop fields in southern Malawi. Lamech Messina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
Vote counting was underway in Liberia on Tuesday during an election in which President George Weah is seeking a second term after 6 years marred by corruption allegations and abiding economic hardship in Africa's oldest independent republic. Around 2.4 million people are eligible to vote in the West African nation, still struggling from civil wars that killed 250,000 people between 1989 and 2003. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.